This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's no secret that the mainstream media ignore events that do not fit in with left-wing ideology. Here's a story you probably did not hear on the news. 19-year-old Manuel Garcia took a gun to the San Antonio restaurant where his ex-girlfriend worked. She wasn't there, but he opened fire on other employees, who then started to run out of the store, but he ran after them, shooting in the parking lot and inside the next-door movie theater. Garcia wounded one person, but the evening did not become a repeat of other disasters. Off-duty Sheriff Officer Lisa Castellano was in the theater that night, and she was carrying a gun. She ordered Garcia to drop his weapon. He refused, and then she shot him. He was then arrested by another off-duty officer. The media reaction was silence. Funny thing, there was hardly any coverage outside of San Antonio. That's particularly striking when you consider that this happened just a couple of days after the Newtown, Connecticut shooting. This was a time when the media and the left were obsessively asking what could be done to prevent another mass shooting. Their suggestion, of course, was gun control, taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. But when a mass shooting was prevented, the media turned a blind eye. When an armed citizen stops a shooting rampage before anybody dies, that doesn't fit in with the left-wing narrative. The media would rather have a story that allows them to demonize gun owners. Imagine how different the tragedies in Newtown and Aurora might have gone if there'd been a movie patron or a teacher with a gun. Citizens with guns have a far better track record at stopping mass murders than do liberal anti-gun policies. The lesson here is, the best way to stop a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you underestimate the important role of your state legislators? Don't. There's much state senators and representatives can do to protect your rights, your paycheck, and your personal freedoms. At eagleforum.org, join the blog with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll be empowered and informed. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler, and Witness to History, which is now available at Amazon and soon to be published in Mandarin, and several other books. So welcome back.
Thank you. I did miss you, Diana. It's lovely to be back with you and our American friends.
Yes, indeed. I have missed you. Whenever we chat, I think, gosh, it has just been so long. And, yes, indeed. And I do appreciate your work very, very much. It's just, very good, very concise, very, very, comprehensive, concise and comprehensive.
Yeah, I'm just looking through a list of the books that I've put together over the years. Heroes of the Reich is the most recent one. And strangely enough, for no apparent reason, I've got a list of them here. But next to that is the first one that I ever pulled together, was Those Who Cannot Speak. And that came out about 1980. And I was incensed by the unfairness that was being, you know, that the Germans were subjected to. I knew so much of it was wrong. So I took each of the questions that were common misconceptions and I answered them with the truth. And that was a really good seller, that one, For Those Who Cannot Speak, which you know, says it all in the title. Another one of mine was Death of a City, and this was not a book to be read at bedtime. It is how the Hamburg was wiped almost from the face of the earth. Witness to History was after that. Then there was Special Weapons and Techniques, which is about the SWAT teams in the United States. Behind Enemy Lines was a manual on how to conduct yourself to survive behind enemy lines. Another book was How to See in the Dark, which is very important. Round one to the Barbarians. So I think of these conflicts as the First and Second World War, which was rounds, as in the boxing ring, and, you know, round four has yet to be fought yet. Then there were the selective anthology of speeches by Adolf Hitler that, of course, we talk about, and there was the Business Booster and Debtor's Revenge. So quite a few books there.
What about the Sea Veneer of Merseyside, Believing of Liverpool?
Ah, that's the poetry, isn't it? There were two books, two anthologies of poetry. I skipped those.
Okay.
A Souvenir of Merseyside, souvenir, a play on words. We're very good at that sort of thing. And The Believing of Liverpool. A Souvenir of Merseyside, I think 1,000 copies of that were printed, and they were all sold out in the city alone within a few days, within a few weeks, rather. And Believing of Liverpool, I think there were 2,000 copies of that, and that went very, very quickly. They're probably all around the world now, but I've only got the one copy, would you believe? I must do more.
Well, let's hope so. Yes. Let's hope that that those books are all residing in somebody's library and that they're well-loved.
Well, I wonder, you know, what my name is going to live on. Is it going to be my so-called radical politics? It wasn't radical politics at the time. It was common sense at the time. But now it's called radical politics. Is it going to be for radical politics, or is it going to be for poetry?
Exactly. Yes. Terms have changed. Things have changed. We know words have changed their meaning. And people are now viewed as kooks who were just common people with common sense. And now, with the media, characterization of certain groups of people, a lot of good people have been castigated and relegated to, as conspiracy theorists or, you know, just crazy people with, tinfoil hats.
Well, the bank has taken more and more control. And again, it was your, former president, Ronald Reagan, who defined as the six most frightening words in the English language, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Yes, indeed. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. But right, it goes back a long time. I think it was Aesop who said, "We hang the petty thieves and we appoint the great ones to public office."
Yes, yes. How true. The psychopaths usually make it to the top, right?
That's right.
Well, why don't we take a phone call? We have a caller. Look, why don't we take Kent from West Virginia? Kent, welcome.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
Good. And you?
A couple of comments. Early on, you were talking about places where you might live outside the United States, and you thought Ireland. And I thought so, too, about 25 years ago or so, and I went to live in Ireland, and I'm back here. But my only comment, I could go into a detail, but my only comment to you would be that when you live in Ireland, you'll discover that that everybody is bragging about they've got a brother or a cousin or a sister in the branch. The branch, mm-hmm. as you guessed will know, is the secret police. And so Ireland is pretty much a police state. And even when I was back here in West Virginia, and there's an Irish girl living in a town up the road, and one of these hillbillies was talking about her, and he says he didn't know what the branch was, but she was bragging, even in the United States, that she had a brother in the branch. So I would avoid Ireland. And as far as Chinese being interested in history of the as far as the Second World War, as far as the European picture of it, I've often thought that what's going on now is similar to what happened to Japan. You remember Japan was sort of a closed society, and Admiral Dewey went in there and opened them up and made them start trading on the, in, you know, engaging in international commerce. And then, of course, being a resource-starved country but very talented people, they had to go out beyond their borders seeking resources. And then the United States says, well, we can't have that. And then they created a stranglehold on them. And then World War II resulted. And the same thing seemed to be happening with Japan. Good old Nixon went over there and opened up China. And now, of course, they're resource-starved, and they're going out here and there and everywhere looking for resources. And the objective of the United States, again, is to strangle them with resources. And I think there's a parallel there. I don't know what your guest would think about that. But if I was China, I'd be worrying about the studying the Japan aspect of World War II rather than the European aspect.
Well, yeah. What do you think?
Everything's going to happen in that side of the world, I think. I see the news this week was that we're supposed to have all of these spy satellites and all the rest of it and be wonderful at this sort of thing. But we only now know that the Chinese have got quite a fleet of nuclear submarines carrying nuclear weapons, and they could threaten the west coast of the United States. Not a nice thought.
Well, there's a, I don't know whether that might be true, but one thing I was, I know they just launched their first aircraft carrier, which was a reconditioned old Soviet aircraft carrier. It was sitting in Ukraine for about 20 years, and they made a huge deal about the, of course, the United States has 12 aircraft carriers, so I mean, I think we might, I don't, maybe they do have all these nuclear submarines, but,
Nevertheless, I think there's...
Go ahead, Michael. It only takes one?
It only takes one.
One supercarrier to maximize the damage. Remember, it was only two bomber planes that were wiped out Yokohama and rather Nagasaki and Hiroshima. It was only two airplanes that did it, and these super ships are pretty much along the same lines.
Yeah. Well, I think I think it was a parallel situation where the United, you know, it's a provocation situation. I think it was, you know, that's where the next war will be. But I would just say that if I was China, I would study the Japanese theater, Pacific theater, you know, for to see what's coming in their way. In other words.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kent.
Okay.
All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll take some more of your calls and listen to some more of Michael Walsh's wonderful wisdom. Be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com. For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of Witness to History, available at Amazon and soon to be published in Mandarin. All righty. You want to talk about Greece's Golden Dawn Party. And so tell us your thoughts about that.
Well, my thoughts on this is any death, it doesn't really matter who that the death affects, is a very sad thing. But when a leftist was killed allegedly by a member of the group that calls itself the Golden Dawn. It was headlines, news, and there was absolutely no doubt about it that the media, which is supposed to be objective, was very, very critical of Golden Dawn. They already found Golden Dawn guilty before anybody had even been arrested, and the Greek government arrested its leaders. They took away their funds, they raided their offices, and this was the sort of over-the-top thing. But when a leftist on a bike, two of them apparently, go by and shoot two members who are looking after the security guys, who are looking after the officers to protect them from leftist attacks, these two young men died, and there was hardly a whimper in the Western press about it. There was certainly no condemnation, no speculation. It was as if, as a matter of fact, I think if two dogs had been gunned down in the street in Greece or anywhere else, I think it would have caused more of an outrage in the media. But the media, the leftist media in the West, just disregarded it as if it was absolutely of no consequence at all. Now, we can't cast our minds back that far, but I would remind our listeners of another young man who was killed by communist revolutionaries, and his name was Horst Wessel, and he was a member of the SA in Germany before Adolf Hitler was elected to become chancellor. And when you create martyrs, you create something, a rod, to beat your own back with. And if the left are getting away with crimes and the right wing are not, then we're going to see mayhem on the streets of Greece, and it will spread throughout Europe because there is a strong resentment throughout Europe against immigration and against the, you know, the control by the tiny elite at the top.
Indeed. Indeed. All righty. We have some more callers lining up. Why don't we take another caller? Let's take Jim in Georgia. Jim?
Good afternoon, Deanna and Mr. Walsh.
Good afternoon.
I have a question. The government has got, in this country, and if you name it, the government is in it. Our laundry, our bathrooms, our cars, our internet. Are other countries the same way? It's the government, you name it, the government is in everything we do in this country.
Yeah, Jim, it's a good question. I seem to recall that on average in Britain, Britain's got more surveillance cameras than anywhere in the world, believe it or not. And if you go out and just go about your ordinary business in Liverpool or Manchester, Dewsbury, London, it doesn't really matter. By the time you pull the sheets up to your nose that night, you'll have been videoed on average 40 times. That is a surveillance. No kidding.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. And I think Chicago's catching up with that.
I know. I had to have a new hot water tank put in, and they had to add a new thing. It's government regulations, a little canister on top. And I'm just thinking, you know, somebody, some friend of somebody, they passed the law so their company would do good on selling this. You know, it's the same thing with air conditioners. Our air conditioner, you can't put in a new one just like the one I've got. You have to redo your whole unit and your furnace.
Well, I never heard about that, but it's total control. And I remember a joke that has probably backfired on us in the West, and that was during the Soviet times. And the joke was, is they have a different kind of television in the Soviet Union. There it watches you. But I think that joke is backfired because I think the television is watching us now, rather the kettle is, and just about everything else is.
Right.
And you know, the American diner who was in the United States, and he complained about the scallop in his bowl of soup. He said, "You know, what's this scallop doing in my bowl of soup?" He said, "It's not a scallop. It's a microphone."
Well, that was my comment, because I know everything I do, the government, everything, the toilet, the kitchen, the groceries, everything is the government's got their nose in it. So I just wondered if other countries had to put up with this. So,
yep,
well, thank you, sir. I appreciate
you, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, another caller was wondering, he just called in, or she just called in, or I guess it was a he, and was wondering where to get a paperback copy of the book. And I'm assuming that he's talking about Witness to History. And I know that it's available on Kindle at Amazon. Is it also available as a hard copy?
It was. I'm not quite sure if it still is, because HR Publications, Historical Review Press in Brighton in Sussex, was selling it. But unfortunately, the proprietor passed away, and the ownership of the publishers changed hands. And I'm not, to be honest with you, sure of whether they're still publishing it. So hard copy sometime in the future, unless you can track it down. But I would certainly try Amazon Kindle. Because there, I think you can, they can direct you to conventional published copies if you can. But, it's worth Googling anyway. Thank you for Google, by the way.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Alrighty. I love Kindle. I put it on my iPad, and, so I can take it anywhere. When I go out, I can take a book with me, or several, you know, several books actually. And, so I really like Kindle. Alrighty. You were also going to mention the situation in Hungary, that they were kicking out the bankers, as has Iceland. And what is the consequences of that?
Well, the economy is doing very well, thank you for asking. The Hungarian government, as you've just said, has expelled the International Monetary Fund. They told them to close their offices in Budapest and not to slam the door on the way out. And they gave the same message to the, excuse me, the European Central Bank. And they ejected these banking cartels, and Hungary, the Hungarian government, took control of their own finances, which is making them a bit of a bad boy, a bit of a maverick state in the European Union. They're not in the Eurozone now. But there is a struggle between Russia now and the customs union, which is the Russian equivalent of the European Union, and poor old Ukraine is caught in the middle, and the European Union is pulling one way, and Russia is pulling the other way, and they're blackmailing, and they're bribing, so they're in a kingmaker situation. But it's interesting, this Hungarian thing, because if they are going to go maverick against the European Union, then it shows other countries like Ukraine, Bulgaria, Romania, that they can do the same. You've got quite a powerful bloc. So the European Union, as we know it, they may be pulling a viper's nest to their chest, because the people of the Eastern Europe nations, they are much more savvy about who are controlling the world than we in the West are.
Oh, absolutely. And why is that? Is that because they, the control of the press is not under Jewish authority, or why is that? Or is it because the countries like Hungary, they are more unified and smaller? Of course, the United States is big, it's multicultural, and so it's, we'll talk about this when we come back from the 3-minute break. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Walsh, W-A-L-S-H. He is the author of Witness to History, available at Amazon, and soon to be published in Mandarin. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. Okay, so Hungary got rid of the banks, and they seem to be more cognizant of what is going on and who's behind it. They know who the criminals are, and that has always been the case, I think. In fact, a lot of people think, oh, Germany was very anti-Semitic, which is really anti-Talmudic. But in fact, there were other countries that were even more so.
Yeah, that's right. Only this week, Deanna, you know, somebody said to me, well, you're harking on about the past, 1933. You know, come on now, it's a long, long time ago. And whether you like it or not, it's not going to be repeated. I said, excuse me, it is being repeated all over the world. It's not flying the swastika anymore, but many of the principles that National Socialist Germany brought in to create a powerful Germany at the time have been adopted by other countries. And ironically, one of them is the People's Republic. You know, they nationalized the banks, And what's going on in China now, and what has put rocket fuel into its, you know, coming to the very top in such a short time, is the People's Republic of China that adopted a lot of the principles that had been found their genesis in National Socialist Germany. And all over the world, including Europe, excuse me, we've got bonfire nights here. It's a big celebration here.
Oh.
War hasn't broken out here. This is the anniversary of the time when Guy Fawkes tried to blow up Parliament, and unfortunately he didn't succeed. So, we've been celebrating his lack of success, but I think these days times have changed and we would have preferred him to have won. But anyway, Hungary has put in a lot of the principles that, as I say, found the genesis in National Socialist Germany. And some of those who are inquisitive, they might go on to Google and look up some of the sayings by Alexander Lukashenko. He's the president of Belarus, which is a very, very big country. He was a big, big admirer of the German leader of the time. And when you read his comments about the period and how he runs his own country, which is doing very well, thank you very much, you'd be surprised how many countries, Hungary, Belarus, other countries, are being led on principles which are very, very close to those that found their birthplace in National Socialist Germany.
Yes, indeed. And we have to remember also that communism was imposed on the countries, such as China and Poland and some of the Eastern European countries. It was imposed upon the countries. It wasn't something that they asked for or wanted. And so when you're talking about China, and when you look at their history after World War II particularly, but during that period leading up to, from 1933 on, the people in China, there were certain people in China who actually worked with the communists because it benefited them financially. And so they literally sold out their countries.
Well, you know, it all ties in. We're talking right from the very beginning of the show, Diana, about the popularity of the Third Reich, the fascination that today's Chinese people have for that period. Now, doesn't it strike you as a little bit of a coincidence that these people, over 1,000 million strong, are totally fascinated by the Third Reich, National Socialist government, and how they ran things, and they have adopted many of the principles of National Socialist Germany? So you could find the phoenix is rising, but this time not with the swastika, but with the Chinese star on, because China has really taken the place of Germany as being a great trade competitor to Britain, to the United States. They are now where Germany was in 1933, 1935, 1937, and 1939. Now, you could get three empires to destroy a small country, smaller than Texas, centered in the middle of Europe, but it's not so easy to knock out Russia or China or India or Brazil or South Africa. Now, these are a different kettle of fish from that little country that we know of as Germany in the middle of Europe.
Right. And of course, Germany logistically was just surrounded, and certainly the territorial, the boundaries of China, the size of China, going to say. It's just totally different. They have... they're really celebrating, aren't they?
I'm still here. There's no revolution.
it sounds like there is one. But anyway, and the other thing about the Chinese is that the Chinese government discourages individual people from going into debt. They may all have a cell phone, but they don't have credit cards over there. They don't promote debt. They don't promote individual debt, and so they have a lot of principles that are pretty significant. And whereas here in this country, the government is promoting independent indebtedness, and so there's a lot of things about China that are pretty appealing.
That's right. Well, you know, basically it's two people swimming, say. One is the United States, we'll call them the United States, and the other person in the water is, we'll call it the People's Republic of China. The one that we call the United States has got two big debt bricks hanging around its neck, so who's going to win the race? It's as simple as that. It's you don't have to be a mathematician to work it out. America has really got to kick out the bankers, otherwise it's simply not going to survive in a world in which the bankers have already been kicked out of the BRICS nations.
Right. Do you see that happening?
Yeah, it's already happening. As we were talking before, one of the most popular prime ministers of Europe is Viktor Orban. He's prime minister of Hungary. And he says he neither wants nor needs further assistance from the banking cartels. He says no longer will Hungarians be forced to pay usurious interest rates to private, unaccountable central bankers. Instead, the Hungarian government has assumed sovereignty over its own currency. It now issues money that is debt-free as it is needed. The results, Diane, have been nothing short of extraordinary. The Hungarian economy, that was until fairly recently staggering under the bankers' interest rates, has recovered rapidly. The Hungarian Economic Ministry, Diana, recently announced that thanks to a disciplined budget policy, it has repaid the $2.2 billion that it owed to the International Monetary Fund. They did so well before the date upon which it was due to be paid. Unemployment is rapidly decreasing, and now it stands a little over 10%, which in Europe is very, very good.
Wow, that is amazing. All right, what are your views on Putin?
Can you hear me?
that's kind of nice. They don't allow fireworks.
I really should have pulled your leg. You know, this was the opportunity, wasn't it? War of the Worlds, you know.
Yes. Just said,
you know, everything's going belly up here in Europe.
Yeah, too late. We already know what's going on.
Yeah, we know what's happening.
But you could have firecrackers, and they're illegal here. But anyway, tell us your views about Putin. I have mixed emotions about it. Tell us your views. We are coming up on a break in about a minute, but tell us your views.
Yeah, well, of course, you'll be well aware that Forbes Manual, they found him, he's the man of the year. And, you know, casting your mind back a little bit, there was another gentleman that we often talk about who was a life man of the year. Do you remember? But that's going back a bit. But, yeah, the American president is usually...
Eisenhower?
Pardon?
Eisenhower was on Life magazine. Wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Well, American presidents, because of the powerful position, the omnipotent position that the United States has held, invariably tended to be the American president, who was considered the most powerful man in the world. But Barack Obama is not. And Putin has taken his place. He's the number one. And again, as so often happens, Diana, is we are being fed an awful lot of false information about Vladimir Putin and Medvedev, the Prime Minister of Russia. Don't believe what you read or hear or see on the Palace television, the radio station that are unlike yours. He's the most popular leader in Europe.
All righty. With that, and we'll be right back. And Mike is reporting from the war zone, apparently. We will be right back with our guest, Michael Walsh.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. StemGevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is Michael Walsh. He is the author of Witness to History, which is available at Amazon, and many other books. Alrighty, we were talking about Putin, and I mentioned that I had my reservations about him because, you hear so many things, and it's kind of difficult to figure out what is really accurate and what isn't.
Yeah, I think he's a very powerful man, and I do think that the future is going to be Russia's future because they're straddling the most important beneficial parts of the world. They're sitting on enormous mineral wealth, and, that is their bank. Leaving that aside, they have an independent bank over there. They are very, very much in bed with the People's Republic of China. So they're straddling. They're doing what Germany was doing in 1914. Germany at the time was straddling right in the middle of Europe. It was the most productive country in Europe. But, of course, it was industrial-based. Now, industry doesn't carry the same weight as it used to do 100 years ago. It is mineral wealth is the new power base now. and Russia is sitting right in the middle of it. What is going to depend on is whether Russia continues to have a strong nationalist leader who is very, very much anchored in the Christian faith and is very, very popular. So what I fear is a Russia without Putin, because it could just become anarchic again, as it was when America's puppet Yeltsin was in. Like Churchill, Yeltsin was never sober, and he did exactly what America told him to do, just as Churchill did whatever FDR told him to do. But as long as Russia has got a powerful man at the very top, let's hope that he is around for a while, because he really is unifying the people of Europe. And you would be amazed when you read the British press, the correspondence, the reader's response to it. Vladimir Putin in Britain and much of Europe is more, even more popular than their own leaders are.
Indeed. All righty. We have some more calls. So let's take Jim in Kansas. Jim, welcome to the program.
I would like to hear your guest elaborate on the similarities between the National Socialists in Germany and the Red Chinese, and the way they've integrated their isms into their economy. And I'll hang up and listen on the air.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Sorry. Yeah. As I said earlier, Jim, as they have nationalized the banking industry, they're running the banks, and as Diana has pointed out, there is no debt over there. There is no credit over there. And the state aid goes straight to those companies that are in direct competition with the United States. So whereas an American company is heavily reliant upon debt loaded usury, the Chinese, who they're trying to compete with and they can't do it in Germany, have got debt-free. So again, it comes back to my analogy about the one is swimming with two bricks around his neck and the other one is not. Much of the control of the citizens over there, much of the control of the newspapers is all in China's interest. It is not anarchic as it is in the West. In Britain, you'd be surprised at how many newspapers, how much media is foreign-owned. That would never be allowed in China. It was never allowed in National Socialist Germany. And we could draw our comparisons right through the next hour.
Okay. All righty. Let's take Fred in Michigan. Fred, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hi.
Mike, it's Mike, right?
You bet.
You mentioned earlier that your book is no longer in publication. It's on Kindle, I think you said. And you mentioned when I first tuned in Paul McCartney, I think in reference to the lovely Rita. Well, Paul certainly would have plenty of money to finance a publishing company or, the republication of your book, if that were possible for you to motivate.
Too controversial, Fred. Far too controversial. These guys don't put their money on people like me, because now his fame and his fortune would just evaporate overnight if he was to finance somebody like me.
And he's been knighted, too, hasn't he? And I was just reading in Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan, because somebody mentioned Ariel Sharon, and I remember Ariel Sharon making the statement to whomever it was, Menachem Bacon, that, you know, sure, I make these outrageous statements about murdering Egyptians and Palestinians, even Benjamin Netanyahu, in his book, Terrorism, How the West Can Win, in 1986, he says that Palestine is a cancer that must be removed. Well, Ariel Sharon says, don't worry about the American people. We shouldn't care what they think. We own the Senate. And since we own the Senate, we control the government. And, of course, AIPAC annually, when they hold their convention, they get, I guess, two-thirds of each Houses of Congress to attend, so maybe we need to go to AIPAC to get some of these books republished. Or, maybe better yet, there is Tex Mars out of Austin, Texas. I would believe he would be more than happy. And then, since you are Mike Walsh, there is this guy, Joel Walsh, who I think is still a musician. And if I'm not mistaken, He used to drive a Maserati at 195, but then he lost his license. Now he can't drive. But he might be interested in something like this. And then there is the American Free Press, you know, with Michael Collins Piper and all the other stellar journalists. And last but not least, Trine Day, T-R-I-N-E, Trine Day. Oh, yeah, Tex Mars. Deanna, I heard James Perloff being interviewed by, who's that guy? Stan Monteith. Stan Monteith, uh-huh. Because a local radio station here in my hometown carries Stan Monteith, Radio Liberty, at night for a couple hours, the last 2 hours, and he did interview James Perloff, I think it was Friday.
Good. Okay. Okay, so
but anyway, yeah, I really would like.
I would really appreciate it. Sugar Daddy. A publishing Sugar Daddy is what I want.
Yeah. Well, hey, now that you're in merry old England and you're totally disarmed, I hear all the bombs going off, but.
No, he's in Spain.
I'm in Spain, but you know, bonfire night is a pretty big thing in Europe, but it started off in Britain, Fred.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you real quick. Two things. Get yourself some smoked Spanish paprika. I discovered it's a tremendous painkiller. I used to be diabetic with diabetic ulcers in my leg, and when that would go ballistic, I was going nuts, and whatever you call it, a miracle from heaven, I decided, you know, I got to try this spice I haven't tried yet, smoked pepper. It was Spanish in it. 5 minutes, the pain is extinguished. The other thing, somebody in Spain and or Portugal earlier this year stated that their purportedly valid national debt was not valid, and they were setting out to prove to the world that what they said was true. And, of course, haven't heard anything more about that.
Okay, Michael, your thoughts on what he said.
Yeah, I don't think of the tribe, but, you know, I find that in medicine overall is that what works for you doesn't work for necessarily anybody else. So we don't have a silver bullet in medicine for this reason. So if it works, it works, and good luck to you. You know, I was taking statins. A lot of people are taking statins, and it really is a poison. 20% are very, very badly affected by the side effects of taking statins, which is supposed to lower cholesterol. It was an absolute disaster for me and another 20% of people. And a heart specialist that I was talking to said that the medical profession underestimated the effects of statin. So if you're taking statins, just check. If you're getting muscle fiber weakness and you're finding it more difficult to walk, there's nothing wrong with you that taking yourself off statins won't cure.
I totally agree, and I think that the medical industry was aware of these side effects. But anyway, thank you, Michael, so much for being on the program today. We need to do this more frequently.
We always say that. We never do. Come on, let's make it happen. Hey, lovely talking with you, Deanna, and our American friends.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye, darling. Listeners. Good night. Talk with you tomorrow.